time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And this is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And do we know if Bob has sterilized these microphones?
I have no idea. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and life goes on,
yes,
you know?
Yes, it does. In fact,
the outdoor world is a great place to be at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what we do, you know, is in, you know, solitary events.
Correct.
Are with, you know, someone that we know or
clean, fresh outdoor air.
Yeah. I've even thought about, you know, being on the coast with spring winds.
Right.
Somebody sneezes, it ends up in Florida. You know, I mean, my goodness. Anyway, we've got a lot going on in the Lone Star State, not only fishing, but next weekend, South Zone spring turkey season opens, and that is exciting for those of us that love to call critters.
You haven't brought your toys. Normally this time of year you'd have your calls and stuff.
No, because I'm going to defer to the master.
Oh, who dat?
That is renowned game caller Wayne Carlton. Oh. Wayne's going to be joining us later in the program to give us really some great tips. I learned so much in all the years that I've known that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He and his son Mark have Native by Carlton. Going to tease Wayne a bit because he sold Carlton Calls
right
to Hunter Specialties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he says, I'm out of the call business.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He's back in the call business, right. You know, in a big way and building phenomenal calls. And we're going to get that insight. Plus, we've got some news about your favorite radio show, favorite magazine, and other folks. So y'all stick around and remember.
What?
You're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for The Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, big conversation all across the country, our state, and I guess the world, is this coronavirus outbreak and the response. And initially, I'm going, what?
Yeah.
Because we've dealt with other strains that have a higher mortality rate,
correct,
greater risk,
correct,
in recent years. Of course, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't, mm-hmm, and being politicized, I believe.
Certainly.
If there's no response, then there's going to be criticism. Whatever you do, there's going to be criticism. It just seems to be taken away so much. Huge events, mm-hmm, being canceled.
Right.
In Houston.
Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. What would happen if one of your relatives got it? Okay. You know, that kind of thing on a personal level. But that thing is so big, so huge, so important to so many people, not just the city of Houston.
Take it to the kids that, and the time invested.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
well,
scholarships.
All of them. I still at a certain point, it ought to be individual choice if I want to show up at an event, okay? So when you're looking at the last thing I saw, 20-some-odd cases in the state of Texas, to cancel an event that huge, oh, damned if you do, damned if you don't, like you say. But at one point, I still think, like all the Cowboys, okay, they put up all the money. That's where the prize money is coming from. They could have still held the competition. Okay, maybe no crowd. Or less crowd or a smaller crowd or whatever. No, but I'm just saying.
Athletes and participants play off the crowd.
They do, but still, they put up the money. They should have been able to do
Take it to the NCAA men's and women's tournament. There's more, and it just keeps on growing. Well, and it's kind of like, where does...
Hot weather is when it stops because it's going to kill it.
But
one more point I want to make on the kids with all the livestock. Okay, I still think that they could have, okay, fine, but still had the judging, still had the auction. The auction would have probably been less money, but they capped how much those kids can get on scholarships,
sure,
off each animal.
And
anyway,
they did that years ago.
And they
would
would have hit that because that's just horrible.
There's people that are standing in line wanting to bid, and they're going to bid on that anyway.
Right.
And I hope there's something to it. But the reaction is not as measured as people would have. And quite honestly, I kind of think it's being forced upon, mm-hmm, President Trump and the leader to some degree.
Right.
But, hey, we're outdoors people. We don't know.
And we're Texans.
but by the same token, you hear actors and others. I mean, we're just, we're disappointed, mm-hmm, and frustrated, and wanting the best. So, folks, do what your mother taught you years ago.
Wash your hands regularly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cover your sneezes.
Houston Fishing Show was last weekend. Every exhibitor had some sort of hand sanitizer.
Uh-huh. Right.
I looked at a hand sanitizer from 2 or 3 years ago when, mm-hmm, SARS or MERS or whatever was the latest, virus. And it had an effective date, and I went, that it expired.
Oh.
And I went, what? Mm. Alcohol expires, which is what the majority of it is. There's some other components.
Right.
It's just nuts.
Well, let's just hope for the best. I mean, again, that's one of those kind of things, like flu, you know, doesn't like the warm weather. So it's Texas, and it's warming up.
We'll see what happens. We do have some good news for you.
Please.
At least we think it's good news.
Oh, we know it is.
Last weekend, Houston Fishing Show was going on. Left early to put on a sport coat and head to Bryan, Texas, where the 62nd annual Texas Outdoor Writers Conference was being held, and attending the Excellent in Craft competition.
Yes.
You know, the best in print and broadcast, photography, writing. And winners were announced, and proud to say that Texas Outdoors Journal was once again awarded first place in the outdoor publication.
Very good.
Also picked up second place.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty neat. That makes 22 consecutive years of being recognized. And then Harold Gunn and I, we picked up two awards in the outdoor radio, including first place.
Right, 27 years.
Yes. once again, we continue to be Texas' most honored outdoor radio show.
Right.
And then Texas Outdoors Journal website took up first place. So that's kind of a clean sweep.
Pretty good deal. Yeah.
Bob Zaglin, Texas Outdoors Journal, whitetail editor, great hand with a camera. He picked up two awards in outdoor photography, and I picked up an award on a news piece that I did last year entitled "Who's Leading the Hog Fight in Texas?"
Okay,
and so congratulations to the entire team, readers and listeners. Thanks for your input when we see you. Emails, shows, you know, phone calls,
indeed,
questions that you raise, you know, will help you at that time, but many times they're thought-provoking.
Sure they are. You betcha.
And, you know, then we'll kick it around amongst the team and come up with some really good answers that become great stories or interviews.
So, and also in the May issue, the Suey issue.
Yeah, right.
The big annual pig issue.
Yep. The May, which was the third year that we had dedicated the hunting editorial to hogs, and the October issue that always has our annuals. It really expanded statewide hunting forecast, but great information. I mean, we always cover fishing and hunting. And,
every issue, absolutely.
And let me say this about the group that we work with. It's one thing to achieve, you know, a number one status, but to maintain it.
Right.
And amongst us, the professionals that that are a part of our team, we kind of play off of each other. There's a bit of an internal competition. I mean, there's that pride, you know, amongst the team to stay there. Yeah. And whether it's a written word or when we, you know, bring, you know, the team in to be guests, you know, for their insight on the radio show, it's a unique situation.
And usually including some verbal abuse.
That goes along with just being friends, you know? and we are that. Here, think about this. The outdoors, and I mentioned at the top of the program, is an outdoor kind of solitary, whether we're fishing or hunting, and there's lots to do. And if you're going, oh, the kids are out of school, you know, spring break, what do? Find some place and go outdoors.
Yep.
You can still be in that hotel room, or you can be in a cabin or, you know, condo on the coast or whatever, and be to yourself. But then still go out and enjoy, and you're not in a confined area.
Correct.
You know, and here in the Lone Star State,
a lot of opportunity.
Plus, drive to it. You know, you don't have to get in an airplane.
Right.
See the roads. Read the markers along the side of the
stop
highway.
Stop and read them.
I always wondered what that said.
Stop and read it.
Or buy the book. Why stop?
Yeah,
that has all the markers inscriptions. Are a vast majority.
Yeah.
Of them.
Oh, cool.
So, all right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get you updated with our best bets outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. in your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Fort Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax, the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Fort Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, they're booking up. Big trout are being caught in Port Mansfield.
Right.
It's just absolutely phenomenal. The big girls are out playing, and their guides will put you on it. Book something for the summertime. Get the family. Get a group of friends and get down with them. And most importantly, fall cast and blast.
Right.
Wow. If you want to partake in that, you need to give them a call. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or give them a call at 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday and Monday slip to fair. Tuesday plunges to poor before Wednesday and Thursday start our rebound to fair. By Friday, we'd have climbed up to a good rating. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll see a major time shift for this major feeding period of the day. On those 3 days, look for game to become well active from well before sunrise, continue to be active until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to actively feed from either side of sunrise, continue until just after the noon hour. On Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, March the 16th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, on Saturday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. This Sunday through Wednesday, it's a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high one. And then Friday through next Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
On the coast, heading over to Lake Calcasieu as well as Sabine Lake, those two estuaries are showing better red fishing than trout right now. Some of the better action is along the steeper shorelines and channel drops on Sabine Lake. Check out the mussel flats, particularly around the points along the Louisiana shoreline. Trinity Bay, wade fishing has been good, as well as drifting the shell reefs for redfish and speckled trout. Continuing the warm water discharge from the plant is really providing some of the best redfish action of the year. West Galveston Bay, redfish and trout have been found on the shoreline or best on live shrimp. Freeport, you've got sheep's head moving in around the rocks. Ditto that up and down the Texas coast at all the jetties. West Matagorda, wading and drifting have both been successful fishing methods for both specks and reds. Port O'Connor, sheep's head are very good at the jetties, as we mentioned. Port Aransas, flounder have been good on live mullet around the marsh. Baffin Bay, slow-sinking artificial lures have been the bait of choice for wade fishermen. Port Mansfield, fishing has been good in 1 to 3 foot of water for speckled trout. Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman's Adventure, said he had wrapped up his winter session of his Port Mansfield migration from his home in Seadrift. He notes that there's been lots of trophy trout and the 27 to 30 inch fish, 30 inch speckled trout being caught. Slow sinking baits have been the best, and in Port Isabel, whiting have been good on dead as well as dead shrimp and squid. Trout can be found in the shallow grass around the Laguna Madre, also on live shrimp.
Okay, heading to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good with the top water, worms, and flashers pushing the spawn spots. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water with swim baits. Conroe. Largemouth bass remain good on top water, soft plastic spinners and jigs in all natural spawning spots. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on soft plastics. Pre-spawn bass activity near the creek drains flats and coves in 2 to 6 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows, staging near the creeks in 12 to 18 feet. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on medium-sized crankbaits and Texas rig creature baits. Bass are staging in pre-spawn shallow areas. Livingston. Black bass are good in the back of the creeks with worms, spinners, and jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks and most structures under 7 feet. White bass are good on spoons. Nackenich. Largemouth bass are good on spinners, jigs, creature baits on shallow points, creeks, and coves. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows remaining under the bridges and in creek mouths. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good with continued activity around creeks with worms, jigs, and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass continue spawning in the shallow vegetative banks on getting caught on crankbait, spinners, and jigs. Fayette. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms or creatures, spinners, and crankbaits among vegetation moving shallower into the spawning activity. Richland Chambers. White bass are good on hybrids. White bass and hybrids are good on jigs and slabs in 20 to 35 feet. Somerville. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms. Crankbait, larger spinners and jigs near the creeks and moving shallower to creeks and coves to Waconee. Catfish are good on live bait and cut bait in 25 to 45 feet. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs and jigs, also 25 to 40. Texoma, striped bass are good using slabs, shad imitations, and live shad. Whitney, black bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms, and bladed jigs while fishing in the creeks. White bass are good in pre-spawn mode near the creeks. And Tyler, crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 15 to 22 feet near submerged structure or brush. Catfish are good on stink bait and live baits. Good report.
Yeah, I'm heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way. We're big friendly, Amistad Reservoir. Largemouth bass fishing remains great on topwater, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and worms working deep into the coves. Calaveras, largemouth bass has resumed their spawning behavior, so use fast-moving jigs, spinners, and some topwater baits. Corpus Christi, white bass remain good in the Oasis River. Falcon Reservoir, black bass are good around points, coves, timber, and vegetation. Crankbaits, spinners, and worms continue to get the job done. Lake Allen Henry, already producing several share lunkers this year, but fishing continues to be good out there, particularly on topwaters, worms, and spinnerbaits. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good, drift fishing. Largemouth bass remain good on topwaters. Hubbard Creek, crappie are good on live minnows. White bass are good fishing mouths of creeks moving as these fish move up in the creeks. And finally, O.H. Ivy. Black bass are good on worms, crankbaits, and minnows in creeks and under surface vegetation.
All right, end of the hill country. Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners in shallow areas. Canyon, catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake. LBJ, black bass are good in spawn activity in the creeks and inlets on jigs, worms, spinners, and shallow diving crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs around brush, marinas and docks. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and square-billed crankbaits in the coves and creeks. Channel and bluecats are good on cut shad or live bait.
All right, this weekend, Sunday, March 15th, we wrap up our fall hunting seasons as the late season light goose conservation season in the East Zone comes to an end. However, as we mentioned earlier, next Saturday, March 21st, and running through May 3rd, spring turkey season in the South Zone begins. That's 54 counties. North Zone will be opening later, along with some other openers we'll be letting you know about. And August 31, the South Zone javelina season and the other open counties for squirrels also continues to run.
Outstanding.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
I don't know where you've been.
I've been around.
But are what you've been doing? Does that sound like your mother?
I'm trying to be just, yes, absolutely. And you've got a guilty look.
Right. So you've been on or off the road?
Yeah, both, and in style, too. The gorgeous 2020 GMC Acadia all-wheel drive Denali. Mm-hmm. So that means it's got the works on it. This one has got their 3.6-liter V6 dual overhead cam engine. Good performance because it's made it to a 9-speed automatic transmission. This one, great looking too. It had a satin steel exterior on it, and then kind of a light shale inside. Really, really good looking. Gorgeous vehicle. Performance, you betcha. And extra goodies, anti-lock braking system, four-wheel disc brakes, engine control, stop, start, which you can deactivate. I kind of find those irritating, but save gas.
Yes? What does it do to the starter?
No, it just doesn't do anything. I mean, it just starts.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
But doesn't it have a starter?
Yes, it does have a starter.
But if it starts,
it deactivates. It'll stop. Like you're at a stoplight, the engine will stop. You take your foot off the brake, the engine starts. Very quickly, though.
But it doesn't use a starter to...
Yes.
Okay, that's the point. Mm-hmm. By starting and stopping, does it wear out the starter more quickly?
No, but that's also why you have a warranty. Leave me alone. Anyway.
I'm just a logical kind of guy, yeah, right. You know?
Call your dealer. It's got their GMC infotainment system, which is cool. A driver adjustable display, so you can you sort of play with that kind of stuff. Active noise cancellation, a very quiet vehicle. Inside, perforated leather appointed seating, seating for the passenger and the driver. Has the heating aspect to it and cooling, which I really, really like, and power lumbar also, which is great on long trips. Outside, power lift gate, which is cool. Outside, heated mirrors. All the headlamps and driving lights and stuff are the wonderful LEDs, and they're intelligent. Ooh, front and rear park assist, following distance locator, forward collision alert, rear cross traffic alert, lane keep assist, automatic emergency braking, lane change alert, front pedestrian braking. Thing is built for safety, friends. Got a nice surround vision camera on it, the Bose system. It's really great. Base vehicle is about 48. This one was loaded to the gills at 52, but it's a GMC. 18 miles per gallon in the city, 25 on the highway. Again, the GMC 2020 Acadia all-wheel drive Denali.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's spring turkey time coming up in Texas. Wayne Carlton, Native by Carlton, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we keep telling you, the bucks have come off the rut.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been run down. Mama deer are carrying those babies. They're going to be dropped here in a few weeks.
Right.
And feed them fortified cottonseed. I mean, it's a natural source. It's amazing what's being done. Hogs don't like cottonseed.
Yeah, I love it. Neither do raccoons. I love that fact.
Raccoons don't like it.
Yeah.
For more information, go to Fortified Cottonseed's website, fortifiedcottonseed.com, or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Top of the program, we told you, the outdoors. We got plenty of things we can do in a solitary environment,
yes,
on our own. Right. And one of the most favorite, exciting, and fun is spring turkey hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known this guy for a long time. He's sitting here making sounds already.
Yeah.
Our buddy Wayne Carlton from Carlton, native by Carlton.
How long has he had that condition?
I love you.
Hey, you've got some new calls.
It's that time of year to love again.
Isn't it? It is.
Wayne,
if
welcome.
Turkey.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. I was looking and mentioned this at the top of the program. There was a time that you told us that you were getting out of the call business when you sold Carlton Calls. And now you got back in it, kind of stuck your toe in it with your son, Mark, native by Carlton. But when I go to your website, nativebycarlton.com, you've gotten back into it in a big way, my friend. I mean, you got the lineup back.
That's what happens when you die before you use up all your ideas.
Okay.
That's a good point.
I still got some ideas to work on.
There you go. Hey,
speaking, let me say this, guys.
All right.
I want you to listen to this. This is three pieces of wood, and one of them is over 300 years old. Listen to this. Yeah. That's the past, and here's the future.
Goodness.
That'll reach out.
Yeah. You know, one thing that you taught me years ago when you were showing about different sounds is how it really rattles your eardrum. And, of course, turkey respond to that as well. But I think the way that it's constructed, the way that you work a call, that's all important. That's got to be one of your box calls, isn't it, Wayne?
It is. Two of them.
Okay. All right. Talk a little about using the box call. I love it when I write about you and pass on tips that you provided. You showed me a way of using a box call that most people don't, about how you hold the call and the direction you point that paddle.
Yeah, I try to, if I got a turkey working out in front of me, of course, I'll point myself towards that sound, especially out west where you guys have sometimes a long distance to call a turkey. And here in Colorado, we have a long distance, sometimes a high mountain to call a turkey. So there are times we want to get that turkey call real loud, like this. Now, here's when I do this, I'm going to point the box away from me. In other words, the hinge where the paddle is, the hinge is going to be facing my neck, and that handle part of it is going to be facing out towards the bird, something like this. Mm-hmm. Now I want to do a little bit more to it. But hear how loud you can get that.
Oh, without question. The tip that you showed me was to hold that paddle between your index and middle finger, and then as you work the paddle over the lip of the call, it's almost like shaking hands. And then, of course, you can cut on it, as you were just doing. How about some of your slate-type calls? What do you got going on there? I mean, you've gone with acrylic, glass. You've done a little bit of everything. What are you working
we
with now?
A beautiful slate. It's mounted in what we call Tiger Wood.
Okay.
And then I've got a real hard, here it is. I tried to lay all this stuff out. I was expecting company, which was y'all. Here we go. I'm going to pull the stick from the outside edge and towards the middle.
All right.
That'll rattle your ear.
You know, and what you've always said about calling is you're trying to create excitement, and that sounds exciting, whether it's the box or the friction call, right?
Yeah, now, there's a little, what you have to do is work up to that.
Okay.
It's like you got a good-looking guy you want to take to the movies or whatever and have supper and what have you, but you can't start screaming at her like you may scream 3 or 4 hours later. you got to work up to it a little bit.
Right. So,
hey, Wayne.
You get into that part of it, but just a second, I'll get you. The thing of it is, you can't tell the turkey everything that you know on the first conversation. You got to build up to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Wayne, people that are going to be first-timers on something like this, what are your suggestions on, you know, what kind of call they start out on and also how they can learn to use it?
What I would do, I would definitely go with box call, box call, box call. Because all you have to do is move it across the plane,
mm-hmm.
and you get a pretty good sound. So what you got to do, though, your box call. Now, Bill has he's a big guy, as you know, and he's got big hands. And so when he tries to hold one of these little 5-inch turkey calls, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, so to speak. So what you need is this box is a 7-inch box, and I'll work it going away from it. In other words, I'm going to point the animal away from it. Now, if I try to hold that real tight, it kills it. Listen to this.
Right. Yeah.
You can tell it's different.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program, so we need to take a break. Folks, we're just getting started talking turkey with Wayne Carlton. NativeByCarlton.com is the website. Folks, you stick around as we'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Wayne Carlton, Native by Carlton, their website, nativebycarlton.com. Wayne, you've kind of teased us a little bit with some of the different calls that you've got, but we got to find those critters first, and you're a firm believer in scouting. How do we go out and find turkey, and what kind of calls do we have to get them to reveal where they're maybe roosting?
Well, what I love doing is a good owl hooter or crow call, something like that. And you may be starting just like you may have a drain going, a roar or something, and turkey's roosting down on that somewhere, but you're not really sure where. I try not to go in there and blow them out with the truck or the Jeep. I try to get them to answer from a distance, and I'll use this scenario is great. Let me just say this. On an elk, you're scouting for elk with an elk call, because you're going to imitate the sound of an elk bugling or a cow calling, and then you're going to get it come back to you. So then, that being said, you're calling turkeys with a turkey call, and you're shocking them into answering. But I also, like I said, I'll use this crow call right here. And that's got a pitch and an edge on it to make crows answer back. But what it's got more importantly, it's got a sharp pitch that will make that turkey gobble. So I try to answer your question. I try to do it. I try to scout from a distance, get them located about where they're at, and then under the cover of darkness early in the morning, I slip in there and set up.
You know, you and I are old school, and again, as I have acknowledged, I've learned so much from you in the years that we've known each other and the time we've spent afield. Full camo, and some people are using pop-up blinds, and that's just a kind of cumbersome and a lot more to carry and set up and deal with. You and I will use a brush or tree or rock to break our silhouette and go full camo and get real up close and personal. Any tips on what we should wear or how we do set up?
What I try to set up for your safety, I try to set up with a tree or a rock behind my back, because a man and a turkey has the same gait. So you could have a turkey walking up to you, or you may have a man walking up to you, and you want your back covered so you don't get shot. But we were talking earlier in the show about new people and what's going to help them. Well, that blind, Bill, that you and I don't love is a great way to take the kids turkey hunting. They can do their moving around. They can go pick up something, get a drink of water inside these blinds. And the blinds, Bill, they are easy to put up. One pop and you got it up. And one pop and you got it down. And so I do it that, and I'm thinking, because I work with ladies in the outdoors, and sometimes they move inappropriately when they shouldn't. So instead of saying, be still, I got the blind to cover that up.
You know, the point you just made and really corrected what my perception, and I've caught myself doing this before, mm-hmm. as we gain experience,
right.
we kind of forget maybe when we were younger, mm-hmm. And Wayne's pointing out, you know, kids moving inappropriately, you know, at the wrong time.
Ants in your pants, Bill.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, but yeah. But it takes time. But it takes time to build up that patience and experience to know when to move and when not and get up close and personal. But, you know, Wayne, I appreciate you bringing that up about the proper use of a pop-up blind.
Yeah. Wayne, back on instruction, do you have any how-tos, or I hate to use that naughty word YouTube, but I mean, is there anything out there instructional from you for newcomers?
We don't have a lot of new stuff out there. We got a lot of old stuff, but turkey calling is turkey calling, of
right.
course. And we're going to make some more. We finally got to the position where we thought we'd go ahead and put some more out.
Okay.
But,
you know, I look at turkey hunting and elk hunting, and when the elk are bugling this fall, the similarities. I've always said a 20-pound bird can get me as stirred up as a 650-pound bull elk.
Yeah.
But there are some similarities in what we do here in Texas in the spring, taking that over to elk hunting in the fall. Talk a little bit about that, would you?
Well, we're using the same idea, except with trying to locate them in the fall. Again, placement is everything when you're trying to do some of this stuff. I try to get on a ridge between two valleys, and I try to make that a narrow ridge so I can broadcast a call for an elk bugle off either side. Then I can hear if there's something on the straight across from me, or more likely they're down below me at my feet, down into some terrible canyon. But at least you know where they're at. So I use calling so much as a scouting, and vice versa. But let me say this too. I just thought of this. When we're setting up with them kids or ladies or whoever, there is a half blind out there now. Numerous people make it. But just to get you a blind, it's maybe 24 inches tall, something of that nature. That way, if you lean up by the tree, and you got the calls in your hand between your legs, where you can get reach them very easily, you can sit right by that tree, and you get all your calling done, and your grandkids or whoever, you can get all the movement they've done, because that blind covers up anything from 2 feet down to the ground.
Yeah, good suggestion. Good suggestion. For kids, I would say that a semi-automatic 20-gauge. Because of the gas operated, taking some of the recoil would be the best option for them. Don't try to stick a 12 gauge in their hand, right?
You know, I'm using 20 gauges. I got tired of hiking all the big mountains with a 12 gauge.
Right.
pretty heavy, so I cut my weight in half by going to a 20. And with the shot build that we are have a chance to buy and to have on the market, some of the heavy shot type stuff, you can shoot a turkey with a 6 and a 7 even. I prefer to stay 6, 4s, and 5s.
Okay.
But that allows you to carry a much smaller gun and have a much more enjoyable trip. And it don't kick them kids around too bad.
There you go. Before we run out of time, we've talked about scouting, finding the roost sites, some of the calling techniques. But once they come off the roost, breeding's been done, hens go to the nest. You're a big proponent of midday hunting for gobblers, right?
I absolutely love it. Just so much of my card game playing, calling turkeys, and I call that a card game. If you know, say for instance, you got turkeys roosted, but they got away from you that morning, so you couldn't get one. But if you know where the turkeys are, it's amazing how this works now. If you know which direction the turkeys went in general and put yourself between them and the roost, about 3 o'clock, you're going to start hearing some gobbles. And I mean, in Texas, invariably in Texas, this is true. Matter of fact, real short story. One day, old Dempsey Savage is dead now, but he wanted my spot, so he took it and wouldn't give it back to me. I wouldn't tell him much about it, so I went over. He decided to leave that spot and go somewhere else, so I went over and took it over. And a truck come by, slapping boards on the back of the truck from all the bumps in the road. And every time them boards are slapped out there, get going. So I called in 5 golfers, 4 of them Jake's, 1 Longbeard, and 1 damn coyote. And Dempsey's taking a nap. Well, where'd you find all them turkeys at? They weren't there when I was there. I just played a different game of cards. That's all, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, our guest today has been Wayne Carlton, nativebycarlton.com. This is just tip of the iceberg of decades of hunting experience. And the reason Wayne Carlton's built the reputation. Check out his website. Check out any opportunity to hear a seminar in person from him. He and his son, Mark, just do a great job. Wayne, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Wayne. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
The Jeep Celebration event is here, and we're inviting you to get great deals on the SUVs built to stand the test of time, which means more time to discover all that awaits in the luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee with available premium leather trim seats and real wood accents, as well as Harman Kardon audio. More time to go beyond the ordinary to places that can only be reached with the help of Jeep Cherokee's legendary capability. More time to drive off into the sunset and into the next sunrise with Jeep Compass's innovative technology and connectivity, like the available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. And of course, more time taking in some rays while taking advantage of the open-air freedom of Jeep Renegade with available MySky open-air sunroof. Time is the ultimate test, and your time to enjoy great deals at the Jeep Celebration event is running out. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We are back, and it is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News.
Yes.
Harold, what's coming up?
Indeed it is. Okay, March 16th, Permian Basin Chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation fundraiser in Odessa. Go to muledeer.org. March 20, Panola County Chapter Wild Turkey Federation in Carthage. NWTF.org. That comes in handy. March 21, Kauffman County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Terrell. Ducks.org. March 21, again, South Texas Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in San Antonio. Back to RMEF.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand spanking new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
I tell you what, always a fun show with our buddy Wayne Carlton.
Oh, so talented. And he can do all that stuff with just his mouth.
Yeah, he can. go to the website, Native by Carlton. Carlton is C-A-R-L-T-O-N. NativeByCarlton.com. If you're a turkey hunter, elk hunter, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he may come out with predator hunting, mm-hmm. You know,
oh, yeah.
As he continues to ramp up Native by Carlton lineup of calls.
Right.
So, but turkey season.
Oh, yeah.
Next weekend.
Yeah, you're starting to fan out already.
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to remind everybody out there, please go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there. Just, you know, click on that little button that says listen to the show, and it's all there. And there's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. But then also we are up on Stitcher Smart Radio and iHeart and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. And those sites that you can like us at, do friend us. That just kind of helps spread the word, and we appreciate that.
Hmm? Yeah, and as we wrap up the show today, right. And with what's going on, folks, use your head.
Certainly.
Use some common sense. Wash your hands. Use a hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. And if you don't need to be in a crowd, don't expose yourself. Again, just erring on the side of caution.
Sure.
But don't overreact.
Right.
And get outdoors. Again,
yeah,
you know, it's just you and God and what he's created, you know?
You got it, and be careful, and don't run out of toilet paper. That's very important. That's another story. Anyway, but yeah, do be safe out there. But also, if you're out there and you catch somebody doing it wrong, you know, on the water, in the woods, turn them in, okay? Call up Operation Game Thief at 800-792-GAME and get on them, okay? That's the best thing to do. And also... How does somebody subscribe to your magazine? You have a website.
Yeah, Texas Outdoors with an S, TexasOutdoorsJournal.com, and PayPal or your favorite credit card.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's, somebody's birthday is coming up. Be a good present.
Hey, thank you very much.
Whatever. That'll be $5, please. Thank you very much. Anyway, do remember, of course, the Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And those Ford trucks now, again, the number one selling vehicle, not just truck. The number one selling vehicle in America. 43 years running, I think, now. Quite a bunch. Again, like we say, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.